Rocco, let's make sure we're clear on something. Let's stipulate that this is not a vaccine.
Right.
I mean, we need to be really clear. We're using the term vaccine to sneak this thing under public health exemptions. This is not a vaccine. This is a mRNA packaged in a fat envelope that is delivered to a cell. It is a medical device designed to stimulate the human cell into becoming a pathogen creator. It is not a vaccine. Vaccines actually are a legally defined term, and they're a legally defined term under public health law. They're a legally defined term under CDC and FDA standards, and a vaccine specifically has to stimulate both an immunity within the person receiving it, but it also has to disrupt transmission. And that is not what this is. They have been abundantly clear in saying that the mRNA strand that is going into the cell is not to stop transmission. It is a treatment. But if it was discussed as a treatment, it would not get the sympathetic ear of public health authorities, because then people would say, well, what other treatments are there? The use of the term vaccine is unconscionable for both the legal definition term of it, but also because it actually is the sucker punch to open and free discourse. Because by saying vaccine, you dump it into a thing where you could be anti or pro the therapy. But if you actually talked about it as a therapy, remember, and people forget this, Moderna was started as a chemotherapy company for cancer, not a vaccine manufacturer for SARS. This, you know, if we said we're going to give people prophylactic chemotherapy for the cancer they don't have, you'd be laughed out of a room because it's a stupid idea. That's exactly what this is. This is a mechanical device in the form of a very small packet of technology that is being inserted into the human system to activate the cell to become a pathogen manufacturing site. And I refuse to stipulate in any conversations that this is in fact a vaccine issue. The only reason why the term is being used is to abuse the 1905 Jacobson case that has been misrepresented since it was written. And if we were honest with this, we would actually call it what it is. It is a chemical pathogen device that is actually meant to unleash a chemical pathogen production action within a cell. It is a medical device, not a drug, because it meets the CDRH definition of a device. It is not a living system. It is not a biologic system. It is a physical technology. It happens to just come in the size of a molecular package. So we need to be really clear on making sure we don't fall for their game, because their game is, if we talk about it as a vaccine, then we're going to get into a vaccine conversation. But this is not, by their own admission, a vaccine. You are getting injected with a chemical substance to induce illness, correct, not to induce a immunotransmissive response. In other words, nothing about this is going to stop you from transmitting anything. This is about getting you sick and having your own cells be the thing that get you sick.
Correct. So it's gonna trigger an autoimmune response?
Among many things, it can actually directly cause multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's disease, because that's what the expression of that pathogenic envelope. It can cause accelerated cancer.
What Dr. Martin, Dr. Mikovits, and Dr. Andrew Wakefield are pointing out: an mRNA COVID-19 vaccine is not a vaccine at all. It doesn't elicit an immune response. It has to be turned into a foreign protein or antigen, meaning poison. And it's this poisonous foreign protein, in turn, that creates your natural immune response. A messenger RNA, quote-unquote, vaccine is actually genetic engineering. you'll have your own genetically reprogrammed cells in your own body that will produce poisonous proteins to which your immune system will mount an immune response against. That's called an autoimmune disease, which used to be called AIDS. The potential for this to go horribly wrong is enormous.